Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, May 2nd, 2025. As you've probably heard, if you've been listening to WERU regularly, or you've seen this if you visited our website in recent weeks, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting supports about 25% of WERU's budget. Future funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is up in the air right now, but so is funding that was already appropriated by the previous Congress. A rescissions package is expected to be voted on sometime next week, which is why a grassroots letter-writing campaign is urging everyone to contact their representative and let them know how they feel about protecting public radio, including community radio, today if you have not already. Here's Matt Murphy, WERU station manager, with more.
Okay, thanks, Amy. It's nice to be on Around Town again. Want to let folks know about the ongoing threats to community radio and public broadcasting in general. Right now, there is word that President Trump is going to be submitting a rescission package, which is basically taking back money that's already been appropriated by Congress. And that could come any time now. And that would impact our funding in this year and next year. And another factor is the budgeting process for the future that's going to be taking place. That also has many voices saying that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is funded by Congress, should be eliminated. And then just in the last 24 hours in the news, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has had board members fired by President Trump, and legal battles are ensuing over that. On the argument that the lawyers for the CPB are making is that it's not a government agency and the president does not have oversight to fire members of that board. So we'll see what happens with that. Things that you can do. You can write or call Congress or email Congress, our congressional delegation, today. And there is information and a template at weru.org. The Protect My Public Media, which is a national organization, is asking people to write today, by today, because we don't know exactly when the rescission package is going to come before Congress. But the sooner to communicate with our congressional delegates, the better. And stay informed. ProtectMyPublicMedia.org is a great place to sign up for updates on what's happening, and also, of course, to go to WERU.org. And then another thing you can do is donate to WERU. We have our membership drive. Our spring membership drive starts tomorrow and runs for a week. And it would be really great to hear from as many people as possible with financial support for WERU. And thank you in advance for that, of course. The impact if the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is eliminated, for WERU, that means 25% of our funding would be gone. That funding covers things like our operations expenses, staffing, our music licensing fees, national programming that we get, the syndicated programming like Democracy Now! And other national shows. That funding, that 25% of our budget, goes to help pay for all those things, and that would be gone. So what we would have to do is, and we know we can, rely on our listeners to really step up and make up the difference. That difference is anywhere between $165,000 and maybe $180,000 a year that could go away. So any support that people can give to us to counterbalance that, should that come to take place, would be greatly appreciated. And so we're really confident, you know, despite this attack on community radio and public broadcasting, we're a resilient bunch, and we will persevere in partnership with our volunteers and our listener members, and we'll withstand the attack, and hopefully other community and public broadcasters will do the same. So we're the voice of many voices, and we have a lot of voices to counter those powerful ones in Washington that want to see us gone. So once again, thanks to everyone for supporting the station.
That was WERU's General Manager Matt Murphy. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.